being a guy, I think it's easier. Like, it's a guy normal. Can just be like, hey, I just thought you were really beautiful. Would you like to go out
can
sometime?
We bring
like,
that back,
you could
please?
Just say that. Like, I thought you were stunning and brave.
You were stunning.
Stunning. Like,
get ready. It's time. Christina, Catherine, Lisa, Amy, and Lauren. Welcome to the Cimarelli Podcast.
Hey, I'm Christina.
I'm Amy.
I'm Lauren.
And we're Cimarelli. Welcome back to
the Cimarelli Podcast.
We're back with the Powerpuff Girls. Come on.
Blossom.
Okay, guys, we're the Powerpuff Girls because I'm lighter haired.
You're
brunette,
lighter brunette.
And
I have red hair.
She's red and she's dark, dark brown. But really, I'm Blossom.
I'm
your
bubbles.
And she has, just has to be Buttercup.
I'm not that other one.
Yeah, she has to be Buttercup. But
unfortunately,
really?
My Chihuahua complex
yes,
identifies
you would
as Buttercup.
Be Buttercup.
In reality, Lauren is Blossom 2.0.
Yes.
She's not Bubbles. She's not Buttercup.
A
fourth.
And but I am not really Bubbles. She's too laid back.
She's a joy in the laughter.
Ditzy.
Idiot.
Yeah.
So...
Oh, I don't know. You said don't say a word. I'm confused. This is episode 209. And we're just here to hang, guys. I don't know.
That is not a good intro. Guys, listen.
I don't know.
You didn't tell her anything.
This is what the episode is, which she does know. This is the Yap
Central.
Yap
Station.
This is the yapping episode.
Yapathon 2024.
We're going to try something that I've been wanting to try for a while and for some reason have not. And that is a chit-chat episode where we're going to try to run free. I actually wrote topics, but we might or might not use them depending on where the chit-chat takes us.
Wow.
So it's a chit-chat episode. I want to see if you guys like it because I watch podcasts that do this and I love it. So,
AKA Yap Central Station.
So it wasn't just something that we are like, oh, we have no ideas or doing nothing. No. This was a real planned idea. Okay.
We have plenty of ideas.
That's what I want them to know. We have plenty of ideas.
Okay.
So let's start with our highs and lows of the week. Okay, my lows today, because it's the day before my period. So horrible.
Sounds like a low to me.
Yep, that's it. So I'm mad about everything. I just have nothing in me right now. I'm just like...
Sometimes the only way through it is a hallelujah.
Yeah, let's get a hallelujah.
I'm like... Like I'm growling, like a low growl.
That's where Tristan gets it from.
Just like the whole, like a really low one.
She's snarling.
The whole day.
She's not growling, she's snarling.
Scary. That's me the whole day. That's it.
That's
okay.
Where Tristan gets
the
it
high
from.
Of my week. What's a really not boring one?
I don't know, dude.
Okay, what I was going to say is really boring. The high of my week is it was so sunny out, so I went on a bunch of walks.
That is a high.
That's the high of my week.
That is such a high. I love walks.
Boring.
It's not boring.
That was the high of my week.
My low was the whole week.
Oh.
That is tough.
It sucked.
Oh.
So much.
Oh.
My.
Okay. Okay.
My high was one day.
Didn't stop for one
I went
minute.
On a walk and I took a different route and I was like, wow, this is new.
okay.
But it was that thing you were talking about of like new experiences or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, oh wow, like this is new. And I felt joy for a second.
You know what? That is my other high. When I saw the crick, aka the creek.
Oh, love a crick. Love a local creek.
Our dad grew up in the
backwoods
country,
of Pennsylvania.
In Pennsylvania, and they called the creek the crick. So yeah. I'm trying to carry on the legacy.
Really
they also say
crick.
Orange, Pilla, Mira.
Winda, Tuesday.
Yeah. Anyway, doesn't.
Marinara.
Irregardless. Yeah,
what?
Marinara. He says Barrett. My dad says Barrett instead of Barrett. It's like, you want to bring Barrett over? Anyway,
which we're not making fun of him.
We love an accent.
My dad likes to be made fun of. He loves it. I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
He loves it.
He does.
He thinks it's funny because he thinks we're just a bunch of pipsqueaks.
True.
Anyway, I went to the crick with the kids.
Love a oh, crick.
Cool. And it was cool. I was like, Barrett, you want to go to the crick? But he was scared. I was like, you have to, well, here's the problem. I said, look, there's a crick right there. We got to go over there. And then he's like, what's the crick? He said, what's the cricket? And I was like, the crick. And he's like, I want to see the cricket. So we went over. And I said, but listen, I didn't know what I was going to before I got there. It's like when I was walking, but I didn't know how deep it was. It wasn't deep at all. And I was like, listen, you got to be careful around the crick or the pond or anything like that, because sometimes the sides of like a body of water are really slippery. One time, my mom, Mimi, was standing. Listen. Where we used to live, there's something called the duck pond, okay?
Oh, I thought you were talking about something else.
And it's just a pond.
Just thinking of another time. Wait.
Lynn's got some prolific falls. I'm sorry.
Wait, tell me this one. Do, I don't know this one.
We love you, Lynn. Don't watch.
Tell me this one.
We went to the...
We had a pond when we were little in our neighborhood. We called it the duck pond.
And my mom was standing at the end and she slipped. Wait, did she do that again?
Right, another Lynn time. We were at some, like, it was like a garden.
Yeah,
or something.
Lonely.
Yeah, and there was like pop up, like koi fish pond. And then you like walk over on these bridges.
She fell off
into the koi fish pond.
Why did she do that?
Wait, so good.
What? Oh my god. Rock walkway in water.
I think it was like a little bridge.
Wait, what she found? Was she like standing or
I don't know. We were like,
we just like all turned around and it was like, oh, she's in.
I just remember my mom. Hope she, no offense if you're watching this, mom. She gets really mad when she does something like that. She doesn't laugh.
Yeah, she's like ignored.
She gets really mad. So I just remember she slipped in. That's and then she got get really from. Mad.
I get so mad too. Ooh. It's hereditary.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
So mad.
Amy, okay, if I were to rank in our family, who's the worst person to slip into a pond and who's the best person? I would put Amy for sure worst. My yes. mom is second. You are the worst because you would cry.
Yeah.
You would be
and
prolifically
it be
mad.
About being, like, it wouldn't be that I fell in the water.
You'd be like,
I'd just be
I'm
mad I'm embarrassed.
You would be so upset.
I'd be so mad that I got embarrassed.
Who would be the best?
Key.
Nick. Joey. Joey's the most easygoing.
I think Lisa could fall in a pond.
Lisa could fall in a pond to be fine. Lisa would not give one rip.
Lisa would be funny.
Wait, she wouldn't?
No.
Okay.
I feel like she falls and she's like...
She'd be like, ha-ha.
Anyway, I was going to say that I told Barrett that. So then we got over and he was like, I don't want to get close. I was like, dang it. And I ruined that a little bit.
You scared him.
Because I was scared he was going to want to just like jump
okay,
in.
Okay, but maybe that's good for him to be scared.
Yeah.
But
he
it was literally
swim
like...
Yet.
Foot
deep. He's three. Are you going to get him swimming this summer?
Yes.
Oh my god.
We're working on swimming lessons because my mom was a swim coach.
Coach. Lifeguard.
And I was a swim teacher.
Extraordinaire.
Yeah.
So we're working on it.
He's probably already been learning.
Yeah.
We're working on it. He has to get over his fears. Anyway, so that's that. So you?
Me,
highs
what?
And lows, Amy.
Oh, I
me,
forgot where
what?
We were.
I can't believe
we?
Mom falls all the time.
She doesn't fall all the time.
It's just some really iconic falls.
This so is like, funny. I was so, this was gotta be more than 15 years ago.
Yeah. Why was I not there? That is
both
so tragic.
Both of these were like 15 at least years ago.
If I had, okay, you know when people ask you if you had a time machine, what would you do?
You're like, I would go back to that.
That's what I would do for sure.
Let's see.
Oh, I want to do that.
Or when, I feel like I cried about something this week for sure.
Yeah, probably.
But I don't quite remember what.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Lisa fell at the movie theater?
Yes.
Was I there?
You fell over a sign.
That was good.
Oh, you weren't there.
I think I have a memory of it because you guys explained it so vividly.
It was a good one.
See, she could fall in a duck pond. She'd be fine.
Okay, sorry. Anyway, continue.
I don't remember. Okay. Yeah. My low was definitely crying about something, but perhaps what? Mm. Perhaps. Can't remember.
Let me think. Recording, maybe?
Oh, no, I actually didn't cry while recording.
Okay.
It wasn't that hard. Like, and I'm getting maybe more mentally overwhelmed. Yeah, that something. Probably. My high, just in general. I live a life on the edge.
You really do.
I live a life fully on the edge. On what on the edge? Brink. The I social demand. Edge of
the,
burnout.
Oh, the edge of your capacity.
Limits. Yeah. Yes. But I just don't, you know, this rap thing's lifestyle. That
oh, I
like.
Just thought of our yeah. first topic we should talk about because of that.
Okay.
Oh.
And then my high was last night with trivia and it was iconic. It was so fun.
Was it iconic?
I sat next to my friend Ashley and we had a great time.
Yeah. Was it
they
so
They had music
good?
Questions that I slayed.
Wait, I want to go.
It was fun. Well, it was only one night.
Never again?
I don't know if I could do it again. They should do it again. It was so fun.
Oh.
But we had a great time. And yeah. That's all I got to say about that.
That's good.
For the public.
Actually, what I thought of isn't really a topic. It was more of a statement.
Okay, what's your statement?
Okay, I was going to say, so you're talking about living on the edge of, like, your limits, right?
Yes.
Okay, I was going to say,
would you go bungee jumping? I would.
That's not what I was going to say.
Oh.
I just decided that. I saw a video and I was like, I would totally do this.
If it was.
Perhaps not.
How would I know if it's safe? If I know it's safe, yes. So the height part is not, the jumping height, whatever, that's not the factor for me. It's how do I know if it's safe? If it's safe, yes. If it's not,
people do it all the time.
I feel like.
Like skydiving. Would I? Yes.
That's more sketch, I think.
The experience, yes. The odds of dying, no.
Yeah.
I just feel like in my old age, I can't handle intensity like that.
You know, some people don't want that experience.
Because, well, it's like, I do. No, I will jump off of a like cliff diving thing pretty easily. But as I've gotten older, it like it lives in my chest for a while after
yeah,
I do it.
Yeah, it's like, ha!
And, like, I get, like, some chest pains after doing it, and I don't love it.
Mm.
But I do love jumping off of things.
Okay, that's what anyway, I was going to say. Yeah. I was going to say, more when you live on your emotional limits. I was going to say, the reason, a big reason that I didn't know that, I feel like I didn't hear anyone say this, a big reason why so many people, maybe this is a reason for divorce, maybe, perhaps?
Whoa.
Is that when you're dating someone and potentially even when you're married, you don't see what is deep, deep, deep inside a person when there's like nothing left, when they're like at their lowest of the low. It's hard to see that until you're put in a position and a position that can put you in that. Not for everyone, though. This doesn't put everyone in that position. But potential
koi pond.
Position is having a child.
Yeah, it could. So, pushes when, you to the brink.
Well, I'm saying, yeah, if you have a kid who pushes you all the way to your limits with like sleep deprivation, and then they're constantly asking for, they need all this stuff from you, whatever, you get pushed to your limits physically, mentally, and emotionally. And then what comes out of you at that point is like what's really the real you. You see what's there.
You see if it's a Southern girl.
I feel like
with
every
Levi's
man
on.
Has pushed me to my limit.
Oh my god!
So I think they saw that.
If you think of yourself at your lowest, like deathly tired, whatever, yeah. And then live that for months straight, so you don't get out of that, and you just live that for months, and then you have to like communicate with the other person. Like, hey, can you give them a bath? Whatever. How are you going to say that to them? Is it going to be perhaps different than you talk to them when you were dating? I don't know. That's the question.
Mm. Okay, was this one time in my life where I was having. Okay, so here's the thing: is through ye old therapy and the last like. This was probably 2 years ago, 2.5, almost 3 years ago. Yeah, coming up in 3 years ago. I was a lot more stressed, and now I'm less stressed. Mm-hmm. So back in the olden times, I remember literally I was like having a meltdown of some sort, and I called this guy that I was talking to, and I was like having it out with myself while he was on the phone, like yelling about all the things that were going wrong in my life and everything I was so stressed about. And I literally, we were on the phone for probably an hour, and the whole time it was so funny but bad because I just kept going, ah! And then every time he'd go, just let it out, just let it out.
Okay.
It was so nice. Okay, that's what I remember going to the grocery store getting you ginger ale and Gatorade because you were throwing up for some reason. Cute. And I'm literally on the phone with him going to the grocery store going, ah!
That's scary.
Oh, let it out. My let gosh. It out. And that was the whole thing. And he handled it very, very well. So
that's nice.
That was a good time. But that just reminded me of that.
Well, that's what I'm saying is I guess, so you could be a person who goes, let it out, when your cup is partially full. But then when your cup is empty, you're like, shut up. Ooh. Stop doing that. But you might not be that. I don't know. What did I find for me? I found I had a lot of anger.
Really?
And I was very negative at my core.
Really?
That's tough.
That's what I found. I was like, well. So it really like revealed to me kind of, it's like you can act one way when your cup is somewhat full and you're doing your listening smile when people speak, whatever. When it's all taken away, then it's like, what's under there? That's what I found.
Yeah.
So then I could address it. But then some people don't
address
it is the thing.
That is a problem.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what I was thinking when it's like people are like, never mind, I don't know. But like, they changed in marriage. I would say,
did they change?
Sure, whatever. I'm not debating that point, but I'm just saying this is a really interesting thing to me to see two people very sleep deprived, emotionally, physically, mentally, completely exhausted. How do they treat each other when they're in that state long term? Because if you have a baby, another baby, pretty soon after, then it's like a prolonged amount of time where you are in a very challenging state, and it can wear, it wears you down to what is at your core.
Well, do you think that that's not something that, like, your siblings see?
No.
Really?
No. Well, somewhat. Somewhat, yes. But this takes you to a new place. Yes.
Because, like,
your siblings have seen a part of that. Yeah,
with your siblings, you're both, like, have had it. You've and seen, you're not being nice.
Yeah, you've seen, like, to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
But then this takes it to a new
well yeah place. If you're talking about like the child and all of that,
oh, like when Amy was crying when she was taking care of the kids that week, do that for months on end and then see like what kind of a person are you. That tells you what kind of
really
a person.
I don't really think
am.
I want to be doing that months on end, but
well, that's what motherhood
we'll
is.
See, we'll see.
That's what I'm saying. So that's when you figure out, unless you have like a really easy kid, then it's like, okay, this is what kind of a person I am. That's what you figure out. So anyway, that was just a thought I had when I was just thinking about that, because there's a lot of people like announcing their divorces and breakups, whatever, with kids recently.
Ew.
I was thinking about, well, honestly, since I turned whatever age, 28, 29, boom, boom, boom.
It's kind of
30.
Sad.
I don't know. So I just think about that a lot. And I'm like, there's a lot that you discover.
Could see that.
But on the flip side, I would say, kids.
Yeah, I'm like, lady, give us something. This isn't very exciting.
No, this is not exciting. I would say it helped me realize things to work on and helps me grow.
Okay.
But on the flip side, Barrett says to me, Mommy, I like you.
Okay,
you're
that's
the best.
Nice.
I love laying here with you when we're laying in our bed, like waiting for Tristan to fall asleep, watching the monitor. And then Tristan says, hug. And she hugs me and she holds on. I do that thing where they say, never let go first when a kid hugs you. Let them let go first.
Cute.
Saw that on probably real.
On Instagram.
Probably a reel on Instagram, yeah.
Of course.
So, aww. Anyway.
Okay, so it's not all bad, folks.
Okay, here's a question you probably don't want to answer.
Oh,
how's your dating life?
How is it?
Okay, I feel
the
like,
words non
I feel like they
want to
know.
Come to mind.
Okay. Are you putting yourself, okay, do you put yourself out there at all? Not at all. What do you do?
Here's how my dating life is going. This guy on Hinge asked me out and I didn't want to go, but I said yes because I was like, well, Maybe. But then as like the days went by, I was like, I will not like him. I already know that. Like, I probably would actually dislike him. Like, he seems like he's probably kind of rude, actually. Like, he wasn't mean, but like, I don't know. I was just like, I don't think I'm going to like him. And then he ghosted me before the plans were made.
So I love like, it. I love it.
Okay, okay.
Okay. So that's how it's going.
So you're like, that's good.
It's just it's giving.
Going. So you are putting yourself out there.
Yeah. It's giving, trying. Am I trying that hard? Perhaps not.
Definitely perhaps not.
But really...
Oh, no. I'm afraid.
Really... I have a crush from afar that I really need to speak to the next time I see him. That? I have to.
What? That will get you.
But I haven't seen him in like a month.
Oh no.
But if I see him again, I will speak to him, which I've never done like a cold approach.
A cold
but
call
I think
perhaps?
I have to. Never done I have to do it.
You have to.
You gotta go for it. Wait, and do what? What would you do?
I don't know. I don't know. I'd have to read
Wait,
the vibes.
Wait, what kind of... Can you say what kind of setting you would... Where you would see him?
A rough idea? A place.
I'm trying to think if I had to go... Okay, if I was going to go up to a guy and talk to him...
It's so scary, but
what
I'm
would
like,
I say? Well, okay. First we would have to have, like, smiled at each other or something
Yes,
first.
We've seen each other a million times.
Have you smiled or not?
Okay, kind you've seen... Of. Okay.
But I know we've made eye contact many times.
I guess it depends on
but
where
it's like,
okay, low
love
key,
an
low
eye
key.
Contact.
I'm trying to think of something that related to where we were that I could say.
Well, I think I'd probably just be like, so hi. Like, okay.
Fancy seeing
hey,
you
how's
here.
It going?
I
would
wouldn't
say, that.
Say how's it going.
I would say that.
But yeah, I'd be like, oh, like, I've seen you around a lot.
I feel like, hey, how's it going? It's really easy.
Yeah.
Hey,
for
how's
some
it
reason
going?
That
that's so
is
easy.
Scarier.
Or hey, I'm Lauren. What's your name?
Yeah, or that. Just
hey,
introducing
I'm Lauren.
Myself.
Genius.
Like,
that's good.
Because
that's good.
My thing is like,
Lauren?
You just have to start it. If they're not like completely inept, like I think they can say something.
Is it a place
something.
Where people would be introducing themselves to each other anyway?
No.
No.
I mean, maybe.
It's a but hard one. Really. It's a hard
then
one to pull.
But this
off.
Is the thing. I would like be like, so like, want to hang out sometime? Can I give you my number? Like, I would do that.
Yeah, you go.
But I'm scared, guys.
I feel like if I was dating in my 20s, then I would be at that point where I'm like,
yeah, it's
would
hard.
Do
well,
that.
And this is what I realized. I was like, you know, okay, on one hand, I feel like it is actually less scary to be a girl approaching a guy than a guy approaching
yes,
a girl.
Actually.
Because I'm like, if I approach a guy, is he going to be like, ew? No, like
no.
A guy will be way nicer than I think that a girl would be. Because, like, as a guy, if you go up to a girl, you don't know if she's going to be like, but, like, I don't think a guy is going to do that.
No.
But I think that a girl probably would.
Yeah,
girls
you,
are kind of
you'd
like,
already
mean.
Get his vibe, so you'd already know if he was, you've already seen him. So you can tell if he's not somebody to be like,
yeah.
There are definitely guys out there who are like, but you already can tell
I just,
his vibe.
Yeah, I guess I just don't
like
think
that
would happen
when
to
you
me
see
personally.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, but even a guy like that, I feel like they just be like, oh, hey. Like,
I would
whereas,
so.
Like, a girl is just scarier. But then
so
I'm like, okay, but being a guy, I think is easier in the sense of, like, it's more, like.
Expected?
Yes, it's easy. Like,
it's
a guy
normal.
Can just be like, hey. Excuse me, hey, like, I just thought you were really beautiful. Would you like to go out
can
sometime?
We bring
like,
that back,
you could just
please.
Say that. Am I going to say
you're
that?
Like, hey, I thought you
no.
were really beautiful.
Like, I thought you were stunning and brave.
You
yes!
were stunning.
Stunning.
Like, would you like, it just doesn't really feel the same as a woman.
Yeah, I get it.
Like, I could say that, but it's like not quite giving. But like, it's more expected, like, from a guy.
Yeah.
All right,
but
well, I guess we'll see what happens.
Yeah, because the thing is, I've seen him at two different places.
Girl.
And I'm like, oh, it's fate.
Definitely fate.
Okay.
Definitely fate. Because
we were both there at the second place.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Okay, this is my other problem.
Oh, hey, I've seen you around a lot. I want to introduce myself.
Said. That's literally what I said. Yeah. I would say.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I didn't quite get it.
Because we've seen each other a couple different places.
Great.
So,
love it.
So I feel like it would be easier, like, oh, hey, you. Like, I recognize you.
You there.
I hate
it. Like, oh, yeah, I've seen you around a lot.
I hate it how people would ever think it's weird to introduce yourself to anyone, but people do sometimes.
Well, here's my fear, and this is like,
I don't think he would. I don't know him at all. I've never seen him
you
before.
Don't even know.
I literally don't know him.
No, but I feel like he wouldn't think it's weird. Speak to one person from afar, and he seemed actually like nice.
Oh, okay.
Love it. My fear is, I'm like, but I don't know if I would like him. But I can't know if I would like him until I speak to him.
It's not,
so I'm like, I can't speak to him. I don't know that I would like him because then I'm like, this is my problem.
Him.
I think that if I show interest, I'm signing a contract forever.
Yes. No.
If I was like, hey, like we should hang out, and like I think you're cute. Then I'm like, then I have to think that forever. But what if I don't even like him? What if I don't even actually think he's cute?
Well, that's why you start with just, hey, I've seen you around. And then if you get into that conversation.
But still, I don't know if I like him after 5 seconds.
Okay, but here's the reason why you need to talk to him. Because that thing I read that said people meet their, like, was it saying their spouse?
Through friends of friends?
Through friends of friends is the number one place in their 20s.
Oh, so I should be like, can you introduce me to
him? You need to meet him because even if it's not him, it could be.
Was it the strength of loose ties or whatever? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Or he invites you to something where you meet.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what you need to do.
But
I also just need to realize that just because I was interested in someone from afar, it doesn't mean I have to like them forever because I actually don't know them.
It also doesn't have to be weird.
I don't know why I think that.
Wait, you know what else is
important? I'm like in a prison.
Yeah,
you know what else is
that.
Important for if you're trying to put yourself out there and meet a guy? Meeting girls, because the only reason I met Nick is because I met his sister. You gotta meet, especially if you're looking for a guy with a sister, and then she's like, you're perfect for my brother. Because what good sister isn't looking for someone for her brother? Hello. Meeting girls, that's a key. I would say if you're looking for a guy or she just invites you to something
and then there's a
guy there.
I will say,
just saying.
Met a lot of people.
I'm just saying, if I really cold approach this man, it'd be really iconic.
Yes, I got
it. I think you should do it just for the iconic.
You should tell us
if
you do it.
I will.
For the podcast.
I mean.
I think my state of life that I'm in right now is don't get desperate. That's the state.
Oh, I think you may be past it.
I am past it.
That's the state of mind.
I'm like, okay, I cannot try to make fetch happen. I gotta like.
I'm saying you may already be trying to make fetch happen if you're saying
yes
to yourself.
Yes. And I realized actually I was talking to this guy.
Okay, so it's time to.
That I see around. And I was like, wait, I'm totally trying to make fetch happen.
What does that mean?
By liking this guy. Like, I know he's cute. But, like, I know he's
realistically
the guy for me, but
like,
I want to make
not
that
real.
Channel. I was thinking about this. Okay, hear me out on this. I was thinking, listen. I was thinking Amy shouldn't be too eager, but listen to what I'm going to say. You know how they say, like, don't be too eager and, like, wait to text him back, whatever. And that's not what I'm saying at all. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying unless you genuinely are really eager, you shouldn't be overly eager when you're dating, because in reality you are not.
No.
Yeah.
Amy's not. Okay. It might seem like she is, but
Amy's not like that desperado.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to explain. It might seem like she's desperate. No. I'm saying Amy seems. You probably think like, oh, Amy seems like one of those people who wants to be like really clingy and close to you.
Yes. No.
But she's.
Yes,
she's actually absolutely not that.
I think I do
so
a bait and switch.
Yeah, so
on
you can't
men,
put yourself
actually.
Amy, you I think you sometimes put yourself out there as a clingy person when you are not clingy.
Amy's like,
get off
that.
Me. But then you come across as super clingy and you're not clingy.
Yes.
How does she come across as clingy if she's not?
She's like overly eager, but Amy's not like that.
Yeah,
it's just like she gets excited.
Well, no, that's the thing is a lot you're excited. Of times.
So how would you not?
Social situations where I'm really hyper.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of people around.
Because extrovert.
But, and also it's like, I think that.
Maybe you need to like repeat.
If it's the right connection, it's not as.
I agree. I think if it's the right connection, you just are more chill. And you do show up as like.
Just something to think about.
No, I've been thinking about that actually a lot though.
I'm not clingy. Because I
was like talking to this man and I was like. Like, I'm having a great time talking to this man, but I'm like, want to like him a lot more than I do in my heart of hearts. And I like want to make fetch happen, but this is not fetch.
Yeah. Like, in reality,
fetch
you,
is not happening, Gretchen.
You don't long term want someone who talks to you every second of the day.
Absolutely.
You
not.
Like to, but in the beginning, you probably do want that. But long term, you don't even want that.
I don't even want that in the beginning.
You like to spread out between this person, this person, this person. You aren't someone who's like one person. That's me, actually.
My preferred texting schedule with a man would be once every like 3 hours, maybe. That's my preferred schedule.
Mine is like the whole day.
Once every like 3 hours. Unless,
with a couple breaks.
Unless there's like a convo going on for like 30 minutes. 10 minutes, like we can talk on the phone. Mm. I will do that a lot. I will yap on the phone, but I don't want you texting me that much.
See, you don't come across like that sometimes when I see you in the wild.
These guys get confused because they think that I am one way.
You look like someone who wants them to text all day long, and you're not that at all.
No, and there's
you're definitely not.
Once who was like, "Oh, I'm thinking about like shaving my beard. What do you think?" I was like, "Should I care about that?"
Like, wait, are you saying he was flirting with you?
No, we were dating, and he was like, we were dating at that point. He's like, I'm thinking about shaving my beard. What do you think about that? And I was like, am I supposed to care about that? Like, genuinely?
You're saying, I don't care as much as you think.
I literally don't care. And I'm not going to tell you what to do. And I was like, do you want me to tell you what to do? And
yeah,
he was like,
they
no.
Want
but I was
input.
Like,
hello.
He definitely wanted me to tell him what to do.
Uh-oh. He wants to know if you think it looks good or if it would look better.
It looked way better in shaved.
Okay. Hard to get.
But that's the thing.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta, like, well, maybe you don't.
Well,
I don't know.
No,
maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like you gotta put that out there, the accurate energy, because does that not make sense?
Well, no, I think as I have gotten better hold of my mind and my mental place, I'm like, oh, I actually, like, come across more accurately.
Yeah.
Like, if someone is, like, majorly pulling back, in the beginning, right? Majorly pulling back. And then after a little bit, then suddenly they're very, very clingy. Like, and that's their real thing, is they're really clingy all the time.
Ah.
I feel like everyone they attract
Are
when
you
they're
saying
majorly.
I'm the opposite?
Yes. I feel like everyone they attract when they're majorly pulling back is not going to like it when they're super clingy.
Yeah. Ew.
And if that's what they really are, there are people who match with clingy people.
There are people that want to be really connected, like, in that sense of,
there
like,
are,
talking constantly.
Yes.
All these different things.
Yes, there are plenty of people who want to talk a lot.
I like to talk a lot.
Listen, I will talk to you for, like, 2 hours on the phone, but don't text me, please.
No, and I've talked
like,
to so...
Leave me out of it.
Okay, the thing is, I've talked to so many guys who are like that.
Me?
And I can just tell, like, oh, they have such a limit where they, like, want to text, like, one small amount maybe a day or, like, every other day.
Yes, I'm, like, happy with that.
And
that's
I can hardly talk.
It's like, listen, I live a life on the brink, aka I have a lot going on at all times.
Yeah, you're busy.
So I don't have a lot of time to be like yapping with you on text all day.
Like I was in the beginning with Nick, we would be like yap, 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 and then like a break for like whatever, and then yap, 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 and like a little break, and then yap, 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 yap. So that's why I like yaps with like a break, and then
you know what's interesting?
Okay, but I could talk.
I was the whole day. Thinking about. The beginning of dating with someone, this is going to sound just like, I'm trying to say this without being too whatever, but I was thinking about how it's so true about their red flags or like certain behaviors will come up literally right when you meet them. And I literally was like, what that, like, realizing that, thinking about the exact night that me and this guy met, all of the bad or things, and not saying that he was terrible or anything, but they all make perfect sense.
They all presented That's themselves true. Right away.
Literally, I was Christina. You, like, I was there having a meltdown. Why was I in public? I don't know. But yeah. I was like, I'm just going to still go hang out, whatever. And this guy met me having a meltdown in public, very overly emotional, but also, like, he was trying to pry and be like, what's going on? What's going on? I was like, I literally don't know you. I literally said that word to him. I was like, I don't know you. Why am I going to tell you what's going on? And he's like, well, what does it take to know you? I was like,
see, that's not a clingy person. I don't know you.
Yeah. And
why
then
would I tell you?
That came up a lot of him wanting to know things that I was like, this is not appropriate for you to know.
Yeah. See, that's a weird. That's weird.
Like, my personal life. Like, yeah. I don't know you either.
Yeah, literally. So I like realized like this, that was doomed from the beginning because of that. And now in my other life, my life, I'm not going in public again when I'm having an actual meltdown.
No, yeah.
I'm not going in public when I have a meltdown.
I have learned to not do that.
I was thinking about the TikTok that you posted when you were like talking about reflecting after a year of your breakup.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, I watched Lauren's whole TikTok.
She's it was
like,
good.
It's been a year since my breakup, something like that. But there's one thing I was thinking of that you said that I was like, that makes sense because it was the literal opposite with Nick. You said you were, I don't remember what you said, something like you were always like trying really hard to make it work, like really overly committed or something.
Yeah, I would just like committed so fast that I didn't care about like the trials and tribulations. I was like, whatever, we'll figure it out. Like it was just
you're
like,
always like, we'll figure it out.
I'm committed.
I was thinking it's interesting because I was the opposite. I was always like, can I just meet someone who lives near me? Oh, here's another guy that I met. I want to get to know him. Like, maybe this guy's better. Like, for me, whatever. I was always the opposite of that. Like, trying to be like, this is so not convenient relationships. It was long distance. But then I just kept being like, there's no one else for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I kept being like, even though the distance, all these things are come between us, there's just no one else who got anywhere near the connection, whatever. So I was like, that's really interesting. I was like trying to get rid of him. Not really. But kind of.
You're like, get lost.
But I was like, I can't.
Yeah.
So that was an interesting thing that you realized.
Yeah. Well, because my therapist told me that. She's like, you're acting like you were married. I'm like, okay, sorry. She's like, you know, you weren't married. I'm like, okay.
Thanks for listening to the Cimarelli podcast. To hear the rest of this episode, join our Patreon at patreon.com/Cimarelli, where we post every episode in full. You can also watch all of our past seasons and Patreon-only episodes when you become a patron.
You've been listening to the Cimarelli podcast. Follow Cimarelli on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube. You can also find Cimarelli on Facebook and Instagram.